Whatever the Torah says, the word "sum" to put it there, that's also makiv. Like he says, "Vafilu sima makiv kagrein orin by the orin on the preiches on the zbeches teichsev behu vayosim." It says there that's where you're supposed to put them, vayosim. So they hold when the Torah says the word vayosim, it means to tell us makfin. That if now in the Beis Hamikdash there's no Oren, or there's no Proch, there's no Mizbeach, it's possible. You can't bring the Karbonis. Like the Kuru, these Chachomim go according to Chachom Shita. So it's a steer then. Before the Chachom said only the Kir, that's the only Kedel that's Makiv, if it's not in its right place, you can't bring Karbonis. And there we have a bunch of Tanoim that are saying more, that you have the Shulchan, or the Oren, or the Menorah. Of the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina, can be avoided as shebefanim, can be avoided as shebechutz. It depends which avoid you're doing. And the Kabbalah says, can be avoided as shebefanim, ki shebo laved befanim. When you want to do like the Kohen Gadol does, the avoid on Yom Kippur in the fanim, kulam makfin. Then you need all the kelim there. Aber be avoid as chutz, by regular korban, you do the avoid outside the heichel. You don't do it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You do it outside, is ainu makiv. Then the menorah, the shulchan, the proichas, they're all not makiv. It's not negated to the korban don bachutz outside the kodesh hakadoshim. Therefore, it's not makiv elo hakir the akan bavad. That's the chum before. When you're doing the avoid the regular korban that's on the outside, then the only kelu that's makiv is the kir. That has to be in its right place. But the shulchan, the menorah that's in the pnim, it's not negated. Even if it's not there, you could bring karbonis, but in the outside of the on the outside in the azori, you could bring the korban. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shachtes Gedola, Hoysa Bivnei Kahanim Gedolim. Hey, the Kahanim Gedolim had a tremendous amount of gaiva. They're big shots. Why? Shayosa Mishishim Kikre Zov. It costed more than 60 blocks Kikre Zov, a tremendous amount of gold, Hoyamotsiyin Bo. They used to spend to build this bridge that the Mishnah says they used to have a special bridge to take the Paraduma from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. So the Kohen Gadol used to spend their own money to build it. They used to have the bridge from last year, from last Kohen Gadol, they had the bridge there. That they used to carry, take the Paraduma to make sure it didn't go over in Oil HaMeis. They used to have a special bridge, and it was a two-story bridge, that the bottom was like a mechitza to make sure no tumma comes up, and on top of that they let the Parah go from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. No Kohen Gadol, when he brought the Paraduma, did he ever use somebody else's bridge. He always had his own one built. El Soisra, he used to knock down the bridge made before. I said, come on, this is the biggest bridge in the world, Mustama. It was a bridge runs from the base of Midrash to the Har HaZeisim. It's a pretty far distance. And it used to have two stories to it. And he used to knock it down. And he would have a new one built up from his own money. So he learned it was a gaiva that they did, like they should have used the other ones, but they have to waste so much money, knock it down and build up a new one. That's the way he learned. So tomorrow, Hosir Rabbi Ula, Rabbi Ula asked the question, Kumi Rabbi Mona. Vatani, it was learned that Shimon HaTzadik, he was also a Kohen Gadol, but he was a big tzadik. He also did the same thing. That Shimon HaTzadik, Shtei Porois, also, Jusan. He did two Paradumas in his times. He brought two Paradumas. And Loi Bekevesh Hoitzi Yezu, the same bridge that he used to carry to walk with the first paradumum, he did not use for the second one. In other words, he also knocked down the first bridge and built up a second bridge. Is this l'chol l'meimah Shimon HaTzadik Shachetzoya? Can you tell me to say that Shimon HaTzadik he was also a Magaivnik? Like true, there were some Kohen Gadol that weren't such big tzadikim, but Shimon HaTzadik was a big tzadik. So how could you say it was a gaiva what the Kohanim Gedolim did to knock down the last bridge and build up a new bridge now? So my Gedolim, what do you have to say? El Hashem Maila he. They did a tremendous Maila, a tremendous respect they gave to the Paraduma. The Parah. Silsili the Parah. It was a respect, the cover that the Kohanim did to the Paraduma as if to show it's very chashuv to us, and they wanted to be menadiv to make their own bridge. So it wasn't gaiva what they did, but rather, like he says, still so covered. It was a tremendous cover they gave to the Paraduma that they were zeichah to bring one, that they build their own bridge to walk the Paraduma on top of a bridge, that there should be no tumah underneath it, it should not be mekabel tumah, from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. Maratonia was learned, Zizin uksolim hoyoyotze mikan amakan. They had like a projection, wood was projecting from both sides of the bridge. Why? Kidei shelo yaitzu yitzitza kahanim yitamu. Then that the kahanim should not like walk on the side of near the Kohen Gadol and be metama the Kohen Gadol. So shall exactly what does it mean? The Kramnader says, Zizun uksala means how yaitzim ikevesh aparum. From this bridge that the poro walked over, there was like wood projecting on the side to keep people away from it. Shelo yove kahanim, the kahanim should not come, v'yitzitzu look over it, v'yaviyo liga b'yoskim aparum yitamu oisam. That the kahanim on the side should not come to touch the people that are Isaac in the parah to matama the parah. Those people. So it's a bit modna. Like what's the happen mean? Why should these kahanim go and be matama those people? Current Tom Carlton says it means that they should not look on the side. They didn't want the people or the kahanim that were walking with the paraduma to look on the side. Today they shouldn't see things bad than bolu de tuma. So therefore they had like projections. You can't look on the side. They had to just walk straight. So that they themselves should not become tummy. Right, the Rebbe Kiva went there, ain't mistakri. So the Mishnah was a shayla, what to do? Shiura lishcha, the Mishnah had a shayla, shiura lishcha, the money left over in the lishcha, after they took all the trumas halishcha, the leftover money, what did they do with it? So the Mishnah said, mayu oisin ben, loichen vem yenis shmonim vislosais, they used to buy wine and oil and flour, and they used to sell it. And the money they would gain from it went to Hegdish. That's Rabbi Yishmael Shita. That Hegdish was allowed to do business with it and make profit. What did they do with the profit? We'll see later. But Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah, no, ain't mistakrin. No, you're not allowed to make profit from Hegdish's money. Bishal Hegdish. And that's why Mishal Aniyim. Not even if you have stuck your money, like you have money collected for Aniyim, you're also not allowed to do business with the money Shal Aniyim. Because it's a Gnai for it, or else because you have to be afraid, maybe you lose by business, and you lose out the money for Hegdish, or you lose out the money for Nehem, therefore it's not nice to do it. So Gemara says now, that you're not allowed to do business with the money that belongs to Hegdish, or the money that belongs to Nehem, stocker money. Or Gemara says though, but let's say you want to make it tonight, a special condition you'll do if you take Hegdish's money and you do business with it, and you make a special condition. That what? That if you lose out, the loss is completely yours. I'll pay you back completely, Hegdish, or else by the Aniyim. I'm taking the Aniyim's money and I want to do business with it. And I said like this, if I lose out the money, I'll pay it all back. The Yaschar, but let's say I gain profit, Lehegdish, I'll split the profit to Hegdish. That's mutter, then you're allowed to do it. Because for sure, Hegdish only gains. Hegdish won't lose out, so that's mutter. Kihoda, just like Kihoda Barzmino, is paket gabe modul yisaimim. They gave to him a whole bunch of money belonging to yisaimim. In other words, like stucker money belonging to Aniyim. Is osal v'sherlu Rabbi Mona. He went to ask the shalach from Ramona. Can I do business with this money now that I'm holding for the yisaimim, for the orphans? Omalei, he answered back. In boyis, if you want to do like this, it's all right. Do you have saved the didoch? That if you lose out any money in this business deal, it's completely on your achrayis, you'll have to pay it back. The agra de tavaychon. But let's say you make profit on the money, then you can split the money. Shari, that's mutter to do. And some say, Rabchia bar Ado, ispate gabei madlid yisoymim, he also had this pikod, and he also held money that belonged to the yisoymim. The yavid kain, he himself also did like this. He used to put it into business, but with this condition, that if the money got lost in business, you'll pay it back completely. But if you have a profit, you'll have to split the profit. So even though by a regular person is an issa of avak ribis, it's a shah that looks like ribis here, since you're taking the money only if you're lost, it's completely yours. It's your loss. And if it's a gain, I'll pay you back here. Midrabon, it looks like ribis. It looks like you're just borrowing the money. And therefore, if you have a loss, you have to pay it back. It looks like halvor. Some of the Rabbanim it's also, but by Hegdish and by Yisaimim, by Aniyim, the Rabbanim were Mekel. Because it's only a Havik Ribbis, or it looks like Ribbis, really it's not Ribbis, because really you're not loaning the money, you're only taking the money to do business with it. Some of the Rabbanim it's Mutter, by Hegdish and by Aniyim it's Mutter. So what about it? Moise Peris. So what did the Mishnah say now? Moise Peris. What do you do with the leftover money from the Paris? We'll soon see what that means. It's Ketza Mizbeach. You use it to buy Kavonis on the Mizbeach. And Moise Truma L'Klisharis. the leftover money from the Truma Salishcha, if they didn't need for the Karbonis, what do they do with the leftover money? They bought their Klisharis. That's what Tanakhama holds. Or Rabbi Shmuel says this. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva right there, Moise Truma L'Kesa Mizbech, he says no the other way, that the leftover, the Truma Salishcha, goes to the Mizbech, and Moise Nesachim L'Klisharis. And he holds leftover money for the Nesachim, that goes to the Klisharis. And the Chanina Skana Kana Moimer, Moise Nesachim L'Kesa Mizbech. The leftover money from the Nesachim, we'll soon see what that is, goes to the Kesa Mizbech for Kabonis. And Moise Ratruma L'Klisharis. And leftover money from the Truma Salishcha, that went to buy Klisharis. And Zev is their moedim, both Rechalinas Kanakanim and Rav Kiva both moedim, that Zev is their lohoyu moedim appears. They both do not hold poshut like Rav Yishmol Zaitza, that you're not, Hegdish is not allowed to sell the wheat, the flour and the oil to gain money. There's no such thing as gaining money by Hegdish. That's called lohoyu moedim appears. They did not agree to the Eitzam to make Paris, to make extra money profit for Hegdish. So Gemara says, now, Moise Paris, what do you do with the leftover money from the Paris? So the Gemara Masis and Rabbi Shmuel, the Moise Paris means the current Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that the leftover money before from the Lishcha, Rabbi Shmuel said, you're allowed to take that money, and Hegdish was allowed to buy Paris, they could buy wine and oil and flour and sell it, and the money that they got from selling it, what do they do with the money they got? That's what the Mishnah is saying now. That Meister HaPeris is what? The Kaitzam is Beich. With this money that they gain by selling the flour, the wheat, and the oil, the money they gain they use to buy Kabonis for the Mizbeich. When the Mizbeich is empty, there's no Kabonis that day, so the Kohanim used to buy Kabonis, a Korban Eloh, to put on the Mizbeich. That's what the Mishnah says. Leftover money you could use for the Kaitzam is Beich. Now, where did the leftover money come from? Because they sold these fruits. They sold the wine and the oil. Who did that go like? According to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Because Rabbi Kiva says, Hegdish is not allowed to sell these things to make business with it. So that the Mishnah says, there's a Moise Paris that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, to Rabbi Chia by Yosef Posse Masnisam, he explains our Mishnah, that Moise Paris, Schal Hegdish, the same thing, that the Moise Paris means the Schal Hegdish, the money that Hegdish gained. Also, according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that they were allowed to buy with the money left over from the Lishcha. They were allowed to buy these paris, the wine, and the oil, and they sold it, and the profit, the money they got from it, that's the Shaila, bring it to buy Kabonis with it. What about Moise Nesachim? Then the Mishnah says, what do you do with the leftover money from Nesachim? Moise Nesachim, the Klisharis. They used it to buy a Klisharis with it. What is called Moise Nesachim? Zu Sarevius. That's the case of a saw and a revius, which we'll have later. That's a Mishnah later. The Korbanator says that's a Mishnah later. The Tanan Lekamon, we'll learn later. Bepirkin Hamakabel Olav Lesapik Soltis. Somebody took upon himself. He's going to supply Hegdish with flour. Midalit Soin Beseller. He said that for one sell, I'll give you four soin. That's what he made up right now. V'yomdo Bishol Bishloisha. And later it came out that for one sell, all you deserve is just to get three soin. Notice the flour went up. But since when you accepted upon yourself to give four, halacha is yaspek abo, you have to still give four soin. Even though Hegdish only gives you a seller, still you have to lose out, and Hegdish gains this extra quarter that you have to give four soin like you accepted upon yourself. Now, Mash Hegdish mistakir, that Hegdish gains, that you have to give him this extra money, that's called Moise Nesachim. The leftover money, the money that Hegdish gained, by the Nesachim. In fact, somebody was mechayiv himself to give a saw's worth, and that a seller's worth, and that time was four sawin. Even when he pays up, it's only three sawin, so Hegdish gets the extra saw, that's called a profit. What does Hegdish do with this profit? The Mishnah says, you bring it for Klisharis. That's called Moise Nesachim. Rabbi Yochanan Posam Asnisin. Rabbi Yochanan learns a little bit different pshat in our Mishnah. He learned like this. The Mishnah said there's a Moise Paris, there's a leftover money that you have from buying the Paris, from buying the fruits. What does that mean? Zusa. He learned that's the case of Zusa Revius. There's Moise Paris doesn't mean like learned before, according to Rabbi Shmuel, when the Hegdish did business and they bought the wine and the oil and sold it, but rather he learns in a regular case, where somebody was menada, took upon himself to give flour for the kabonis, for the menachis, and he had to give an extra amount of flour, that's called the Moise Paris. Zu Sarevius. Abazoi, what's Moise Nesachim? What does it mean left over from the Nesachim, that means Liberutzen. Berutzen means a type of the measurement that when Hegdish used to buy, let's say, the flour, they used to buy it with a Gedusha. Kedusha means when you bought, let's say, a jar full of flour, it used to be piled up to the top. Godush means what comes up on top of the kli, you pile up like a pyramid. That's how high up it comes. And when Hegdish used to sell it out, they used to sell it a flat kli. They didn't sell the high, the pyramid that went on top of the kli. So Hegdish used to gain, like a business, people sell the flour to Hegdish, a pint, a jar full of flour, it used to be filled up to the top. When Hegdis sold it to the people, either for the Malachis, they used to sell their jar for the same amount of money, but only a flat top. They only told the top of the clay, that's all they sold you. So Hegdis gained on the Berutzim. That's called Gedushois, Hamida. So Hegdis Mekabel Begoydish, Hegdis used to receive it, filled up in a pyramid top, like on top of the clay. Or Moicha Bemochot, they used to sell it flattened out, just as much as fits inside the clay, that's how much they sold. So Hegdish used to gain when they used to give away the flour for the Melachis. So that's called Moiser Nesachim. That's where Rabbi Yechinen learns. But according to Rabbi Yechinen, what's called Moiser Peris? Not that the Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Hegdish did business by selling the flour and the wine and the oil, but rather in everybody's maskim, that in a case where somebody was Menadev, took upon himself to give flour to the Migdash, the Hegdish used to gain on the deal. So that they gained is called the Moiser Peris. For the Gemara, the last letter of Rav Chiya by Yosef Liberutzin, it's the Kashan of Mandyama before. Why did he say Moisin the Sochim needs only the Mishnah later? We took upon yourself to give for one seller, four soin, and then it came out it was only worth three soin to give the extra saw. Like, why didn't he also learn this case of Berutzin? It's a better case, the Chura. That whenever Hegdish buys the flour, they buy it all the way piled up like a pyramid on top, and they sell it only a flat, so Hegdish gains on the Berutzin. So why didn't he also say this is the case of Moshe Nesachim? He meant that also. It's the exact same thing. The same way Hegdish gains here, Hegdish gains there. Like it's both included in the case. There are cases that Hegdish gains when they sell their flour to the people that need it for the Menachis. These are the two cases that go into Moshe Nesachim. So tomorrow now. According to Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, he learns when the Mishnah said Moiser Nesach, Moiser Peris, the leftover money of Peris, what did that mean? That meant only according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Hegdish used to take the leftover money of the Lishcha and used to go into business. They used to buy oil, wine, and flour and sell it and make a profit. That was called Moiser Peris. So Abizai, the Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's the way Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yosef learned. So Mora says it's good according to him. Al Dait the Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yosef, Nicha comes out very good. That what a mistakrim b'shal Hegdish. That Rabbi Kiva says you're not allowed to make profit from Hegdish. Af loy b'shal niyim, not even from sukkah money can't make profit. Lefikach, therefore, it's very good. Last part of the Mishnah. What are the last words of the Mishnah say? Zev zeh lo hoyim moedim b'peris. That the Mishnah ends off to say zev zeh means Rabbi Kiva. And the Mechlinas Kana Kahanim Loi Ha Yomaydim Peris. They did not agree to this case of Peris because there was no leftover money from business. Because Rabbi Kiva says Hegdish is not allowed to go into business. They're not allowed to sell things to make profit. So it's very good. Why the end of the Mishnah says they were not moedim to Peris because Peris means only the money that Hegdish used to go into business, and that's only good according to Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Kiva says Hegdish is not allowed to go into business. So it's good. Well, the end of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Kiva was not moida to the halacha of Peris. The tomorrow, though, I'll dite to Rabbi Yechinen, but according to Rabbi Yechinen Kashi, it's a Kasha. Because Rabbi Yechinen says, what does it mean, moisa Peris? It doesn't mean the business that Hegdish went into, but it means the Mishnah later, that everybody's masking to the Mishnah later. That if somebody takes upon himself, I'll be menadiv, I'm going to give over flour this year to Hegdish. So when he's makabel at the beginning to give a seller's worth, at that time, a seller, dollar, you get 4 soin for it, like 4 pounds, even though later, at the time you pay up for a dollar, you only get 3 pounds. Still we say, since when you were menadev at the beginning, you were makabel to give 4 pounds, you still have to give the 4 pounds. So that's the Mishnah later that everybody holds from. So how could our Mishnah say that they were not maskim peris? How does it say, v'zev v'zelohoyim maitim peris? For the moral diet of the Rabbi Yechon and Kashia. For Tanina, there's enough in the Mishnah later that omdu megimel, that let's say you originally gave for a dollar, I'll give 4 pounds. And later the dollar was only worth 3 pounds. is Yaspik Midalit. The Mishnah says later, still you have to give the extra pound. The Hegdish gains on it. O Tanina, and still our Mishnah says here, Zev is Zil, or you might in a Paris, that they're not masking Tilchas Paris. So according to Rav Yechon, it's a kasha. If it's enough from the Mishnah later, everybody holds from that, how could a Stam Mishnah say, like, Zev is Zil, or you might in a Paris? It's a Sneva. And for the Gemara, what I meant to say is, they were not moider what to do with the money. Avada the moider is such a case of moister peris. Like that case where you said you give 4 pounds for a dollar, even though later it's only worth 3 pounds, you have to give the extra pound. The question is now, what does Bezdin, the Gizba, do with this extra pound? So they were not moider that the money should go to Ketzam Mizbeach. You should use that money to buy karbonis for the Mizbeach when it's empty. Ela moider moya b'klisharis. But they held rather that money has to go to buy new klisharis with it. So the Mara ad kedoyim berutzei tzibur. So far we're talking about it's good that the korban of tzibur, when the gizba used to buy the tzarech harabim, they used to buy, we say now, pound or the kli filled up to the top, and they used to sell it much less than that they used to make profit. V'yafilu berutzei yochid. And also would apply to berutzei yochid. When a yochid would come to bring his menachas, bring a kli full of his flour, it would be the same thing also. It would be leftover flour he left over to the meat, he left over there, and the Hegdish took it. And what do you do with it? You also use it to buy a kli sharis with it. Fred Gemara, for the nimsa kli sharis boyim shal yochid. Look, this was private flour that was left over that he gave over to the Hegdish. So how could you say with that flour, that money now, you're going to buy a kli sharis? You're not a kli sharis has to come from a tzibur. It has to be Moyashal Hegdal Sheber. So how could you take it from a yochid, a private person? And the Gemara goes like we learned before. Kihod of the Tanina, like we learned before, that Isha Sha'asasak Sinus Libno, if a mother of a Kayin wanted to make for her own son his begotten, the big de kuna, the mother wanted to make a private begad kuna, a private Sinus Libno. We learned before, Ksheira is Taka Kasha, the mother's allowed to do it. Obovat, providing though, Shemosreno Litzibur. She has to give it over with the Matana Shleimer to the Tzibur. So now it's considered these begodim belong to the Tzibur, so you're allowed to use this big dekuna. Here also, even though the Yochid leaves over his flour from his private mincha, but now when he leaves it over, he's like, he gives it over Matana Shleimer to the Tzibur, so it's called now, it's called the Money Shel Tzibur. That's why they're allowed to buy a klisharis with it. Morad Kedoyim Beritzu Selach. Hey, so far we're talking about ritzuse lach. That means the overflow of something liquid. The liquid also overflows. Mush, when you pour a lot in, it starts to bubble up. So you can have the case by lach. V'yafilu berutzei yavish. You can even have it by berutzei yavish also. That's what we were saying before. When you have flour, you pile it up on top of the kli. Like a pyramid, it comes to a point on top that whenever the flour above the kli, that's called berutzei yavish. So you can have it by liquid, you can have the bubbling on top that overflows, and you can have the yavish, you can have the pyramid that comes on top of the kli. V'rakhida tanita, like we learned Taman, hanesachim shekitshu b'kli. The carbonator learns this is really of Akasha now. The Mara is asking like this. Mi yarmina, do we say, the afhen kedoshim, that even the flower that's on top of the kli, that comes to the point on top of the kli, that also has kedusha. Oiduma, maybe no. Kivun lenichnus lotecha kli. Since this flower never got inside the kli, lenis kachum. It never got a kedusha. If you say that the flower becomes kodesh if it goes inside the kli sharis, so it has to be inside the kli. But that comes piling up on top, maybe that's not kodesh. Has this slider by liquid, any of the water that you spill into the kli, the new water or yain always falls to the bottom of the kli. What flows over? The bottom yain that was already in the kli flows over. So by liquid, for sure, everything is kaddish. The question is, though, by solid, by flour, when you start to fill up the kli, the part that's on top of the kli, that never went inside the kli. So the shal, is that kaddish or not? So Mar brings a rai, no, it's not kaddish. Kidu tanina, we learned like this. Tamon. Hanesachim shekitshu b'kli. If you have your nesachim, you have your flour or your yayin that you put inside a kli sharis that has kedusha now. V'nimtzah zavach posel, and came out that the korban is posel. The loch is like this: im yesh shom zavach achem. If there's another korban there, yikrevu imoy. You could use these nesachim for that korban. V'im lav, But if there's no other korban involved, and you already put your flour or your yayin into the kli, so it became kaddish, the halacha is, lonum yufsalu belina. You have to let it stay overnight, become a psulina, because you can't use it. Because since it has a kedusha saguf on it, you can't use it. So why do we see, the Yimlad, the korban later says, mishakitshu bekli yufsalu belina. Once the nesachim went inside the kli sharis, it became kaddish, and if you can't use it now, you have to let it become possible, psulina. In Shamina Miyas, we learn from here, the Yimloin is Kach of a Kli. If the Nesachim never went inside the Kli itself, ain't no Kodesh, it's not Kodesh. In came Hu Adim Ritsutsa Yavish Ain in Kodeshim. The same luck would apply here also. When you have your Kli, the Kli Sharet that you fill up with flour, and the flour gets piled up on top of the Kli, that comes up higher than the Kli, this top portion of the flour that never went inside the Kli is true, it's not Kodesh. It never had Kedusha from the Kli Sharet. Bechlal, there's not a din to give it to the Hegdish, it's not Kaddish. So the Mishnah. Moiser HaKteris. Mahoyu Oisin Bo. What did they do with the leftover Keteris at the end of the year? They had some leftover Keteris. What did they do? What did they do with it? And the answer is, Keteris is a valuable thing. Now the locker is, every year you had to have like Keteris bought from this year's money. So it came at the end of the year, they can't use it anymore. So what they wanted to do was, they wanted to make this keteris come chulin, be poyder it, let it become chulin, and then with the new money from the Trumas HaLishcha, they'll go and buy it back again to make it kaddish for this coming year. So they wanted the leftover keteris, how do you get it to become chulin, and then become kaddish again. So they did like this. Ma'afrishin mimeno schar umnin. From the keteris used to set aside money to pay the workmen. O mechalon oisoy aschar moyes umnin. And there would be mechalol to make the keteris that should become chulin instead of the money. And now that the keteris became chulin, they would give it to the workmen bischaron for their pay. And then they would go and buy back again this keteris from the workmen with the money from the new truma chadasha, from this year's new truma salishka, from the new machta shekel. And therefore they could use the keteris for this coming year. So what they did was, last year's keteris, that'll like be poyder it on money, let it become chulin, give it to the workmen, and then they would buy it back again from the workmen with the new money of this new coming year's machzah shekel. And therefore, be kodesh again, they could use it for this coming year. Now they had to buy it back in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if they had enough money, the Machzah Shekel came in already, they could use the new Machzah Shekel, good, they did that. The Yimlav, let's say the new money didn't reach the base of Mikdash yet, Minna Yishonah, Trisan, Mashmah for the Keteris, but the Evid, you're allowed to buy it back from last year's money. But the Evid is good. Even though Metchila, you're supposed to only buy it from the new year's money, but if you didn't have any new money yet, the money didn't reach the base of Mikdash yet, you're allowed to buy it from last year's money. That's where the Korban Eid at least learns Chad. If the Klai Yisrael already gave the Machta Shekel, it reached the base of Middash before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shuzman Truma Chadosha, Loichin Moisra Keteris Mitruma Chadosha. They would buy this Keteris with the new money. Mashenkin Vimlav, Shlahiviyu Shkolim Chadoshim Adayin. If they didn't get the new Shkolim yet to the base of Middash, is Loichin Moisra Mitruma Yishana. They were allowed to buy it back, l'shem, this coming year, from last year's money. That was mutter. So the Gemara, for l'nimtzu hegdish mischal al hegdish, like the Havamina is, you take money from the Trumas HaLishcha, and that's the money you want to pay the workmen, and now you take the Keteris and say the Kedusha of the Keteris should go upon this money, which is also hegdish money. It's also the Trumas HaLishcha. So how will you pay the, how do you get the Kedusha off the Keteris onto the money if they're both hegdish? For the Gemara of Lanimtsa Hegdish Mifchal Hegdish, his mashma, just take the money that you would have paid the workmen. Now we paid the workmen from the Trumas HaLishcha. So Bezoi, that money is Kaddish right now. So how could you make the Kedusha of the Keteris go off onto this money? You can't be paid onto Hegdish. You have to be paid onto Chulin. So the Gemara like this, Kate to the Waisa, what do we do? Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Bisna, Mevi Moyes, Yitaka, bring the money from the Trumas HaLishcha. Take out that money. O Mechalon Ala Binyan. And be paid to that money. Like the binyan means whatever the workmen are building, the building is always chulin. So now take this money that's hegdish and say, this money should be paid upon the building. Whatever they're making for you, the wood or the kalim. So the wood becomes kaddish and the money becomes chulin. Now that you have chulin dikah money, now you take the keteris and say you want the kedusha of the keteris to go upon the money, so the money remains kodesh and the keteris is chulin. So you give now the keteris for payment to the workman. And once the workmen have the keteris, now we go and take the new money from the Trumas HaLishcha, and we buy it back again from the Yumnin, so we can use this keteris again for the coming year.